a little late, but I just want to make sure, check in with everybody to see if we need a break. If not, we'll move on to the next item.
What's the question, Mr. Hearing Officer? Sorry.
Or anybody need a break? If so,
Oh,
wave at me. Otherwise, I'm
well,
going to plow through.
it's up to you, Mr. Hearing Officer. We typically take breaks at around the 2 hour mark. It's 10:13, so we've been going for about an hour with the delay. So it's up to you. If you're the hearing officer, so if you gotta take a break, please do.
I'm good, but
Yeah,
I
I
just
think
want to be respectful to everybody
yep.
else.
Yep, I think we're good,
Okay,
sir,
let's.
until around 11 o'clock. It might work out with your transition over to Mr. Lucero too.
Okay, that's a good idea. So let's move on to item three. Sorry for that. Let's move on to item three, which is PR 2018-001681, minor plat application number 2026-00009, Tierra West. Donna Sandoval and Sergio Lozoya, agents for Two Rivers LLC, request the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lot tract 52, Town of Atrisco, excuse me, Town of Atrisco Grant Unit 2. Subject site is zoned MXM. It's located at 86th Street Southwest between 86th and 82nd Street Southwest, and it contains approximately 6.04 acres in area. Do we have members of the applicant team joining us this morning?
Good morning, Mr. Hearing Officer. Sergio Lozoya here with Tierra West.
Mr. Lozoya, good morning. Good to see you. Let me swear you in and tell us about the proposal, if you would, please. Do you swear or affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Go ahead.
So I do have a short PowerPoint if I could share my screen. Okay, thank you. Sergio Lozoya here with Tierra West. So as mentioned previously, the subject site is located along the south side of Sunset Gardens Road between 86th Street and 82nd Street. It is currently zoned mixed use low intensity and is vacant. Today's request furthers the prior approved preliminary plat, which dedicated right of way to the city of Albuquerque along 86th Street Southwest and along the corner of Sunset Gardens Road Southwest and 82nd Street Southwest. This was previously heard and approved by the DHO on June 25th, 2025. This request completes that action above and further subdivides the property from one tract to two tracts, 52A and 52B, as shown below. And part of this request as well was to tie the infrastructure list to the site plan versus tying it to the plat. The request meets all IDO Section 66K3 criteria, which states comply with all applicable provisions of this IDO, the DPM, other adopted city regulations, and any conditions specifically applied to development of the property in a prior permit or approval affecting the property. We have an infrastructure list which will be tied to the site plan. We have a grading and drainage approval, which includes preliminary approval from City Hydrology with fine grading to be completed at building permit stage. We have an approved TCL. We have an approved determination which addresses the landscape buffer widths associated with the site plan. We have an approved Fire One plan, and ADA requirements are met. That concludes my presentation, and I stand for questions.
All right, Mr. Lozoya, thank you so much. Sit tight. Let me see if we have any members of the public that wish to speak on this item, and then we'll hear from our DFT staff. We are currently discussing item three, PR 2018-001681. Any members of the public wishing to provide comment on item number three? If so, if you'd use the raise your hand feature or otherwise let me know.
Scott
Hey, Jake.
Anderson, I just wanted to speak.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, hold
Mr.
on.
Anderson, good morning. Let me, where did you go? There you are. Let me swear you in and then I'll give you an opportunity to provide comment. You swear affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth.
I do.
Thank you so much.
My name is Scott Anderson, 2818 4th Street Northwest. I am also part of the applicant team, so I thought I'd swear myself in now should any questions come up during testimony.
All right, very good. Thank you, Mr. Anderson. Appreciate that. Anyone, again, any member of the public wishing to provide comment or have questions about item three? Last call. All right, gentlemen, sit tight. Let me hear from our DFT members and then I'll give you an opportunity to respond to any questions or comments that you may have on their comments. Let's start with Water Authority. Mr. Gutierrez, let me swear you in. Swear affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth.
I do.
Go ahead, David.
So I only had some previous comments that need each lot will require separate water and sewer services. I believe there was a site plan showing that they were shared at one point. And then I just need pro rata paid prior to final sign off. And that's all I have right now. If you have questions, let me know. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Mr. Boylan, will you be doing code? Or I'm sorry, I think you announced previously that code didn't have any comments. I just want to double check with you that that's the case. Did I lose Jacob? Mr. Rodenbeck, do you happen to know? I believe I heard Mr. Boylan. Let me swear you in first and then I'll ask my question. Sorry. Swear affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth.
Yes, I do.
Thank you so much, Jay. I think Mr. Boylan indicated earlier that there were no other comments for code. I just wanted to make sure
This
that
is
was
Jay
your
Rodenbeck.
understanding and that's correct.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Yes, sir. I believe they only provided comments on item number two.
Okay.
I don't believe we got comments from code on
Any
item
other
number
item?
three, the current case.
Okay. All right. Then we'll move on from code and we'll go over to Parks and Rec.
Yep, one second, sir. Pull them up here. Pulling it up right now, sir. Okay, this is Jay Rodenbeck, speaking on behalf of Parks and Recreation. They have no objection to the requested minor preliminary final plat.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Let's do hydrology next, please, Mr. Chin. Let me swear you in. Do you swear or affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, please.
Hydrology has an approved conceptual gradient drainage plan with engineer stamp date of December 23rd, 2022. For future development, gradient drainage plan will be required. This is all. That's all from hydrology. Thank you.
All right, thank you, sir. Mr. Armijo, let me swear you in for transportation comments, please. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead.
Transportation has an approved TCL dated January 24th, 2023. We have no objection.
Right, very good. Ms. Montoya, I believe that you'll be providing comments for planning. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, thank you so much. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, please.
Thank you. So there happens to be a discrepancy between the deeded acres of the tract and the acreage shown on the plat. There is a discrepancy between the dedicated acres that were approved on June 25th, 2025, and what this plat is dedicating. On June 25th, 2025, the DHO approved dedicated right of way to the city of Albuquerque along 86th Street at 0.0384 acres. And at the corner of Sunset Gardens Road Southwest and 82nd Street at 0.0010 acres. It's more of an FYI comment. I don't know if the agent would like to respond to that one.
Mr. Lozoya or Mr. Anderson, can you clarify the discrepancy indicated by Ms. Montoya?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer, and thank you, Ms. Montoya, for your comments. Yes, we see that there's a discrepancy now. So the surveyor had gone out to the site again and just confirmed their measurements and bearing points and things like that. The plat in front of you is the most current and the most accurate plat.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Sorry. Okay, so I just have a few comments. If this is approved by the DHO, the conditions will be as follows. Prior to final plat record recording and sign off, the applicant shall submit a recorded infrastructure improvements agreement that is consistent with the approved infrastructure list. The project and application number must be added to the plat prior to final sign-off of the plat. The AGIS office must approve the DXF file and proof of approval must be provided. And the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat as well. And that is all I have. I'll place these in the chat box.
Ms. Montoya, thank you so much. Mr. Rodenbeck, yes, your hand was up. Go ahead, please, sir.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jay Rodenbeck. So regarding standard findings that planning staff propose, should you approve this platting request? I'll just share my screen here real quick. We just note the finding number one, the request to subdivide this tract into two lots or two tracts. Finding two is about the zoning of the subject site and abutting properties. Finding three is noting that this property is not located with any overlay zone centers or specific corridors. Finding four is just noting the dedication of right of way, and noting that there was an infrastructure list associated with that plan action that was approved on June 25th, 2025. All public notice next finding, all public notice requirements have been completed. Let's see. I'm actually going to remove that one here. We have the review decision criteria noted in the next finding, which you'll go over should you decide to approve this request. Actually, the next finding will be the public notice requirements being satisfied by the applicant prior to the submittal. The next finding noting that the applicant shall record the final plat with the county within 3 months after the date of the final signature on the plat. And then the final finding noting that all signatures from the surveyor, property owner, city surveyor, utility companies, and the mapper are provided on the plat. That's all I got.
All right, thank you, sir. Mr. Lozoya, Mr. Anderson, any questions of the proposed findings by Mr. Rodenbeck, should approval be granted, or any of the other commenting member questions of statements made by any of the commenting members?
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer Sergio Lozoya here. I just have one clarification question regarding the approved infrastructure agreement. So even though that the infrastructure is tied to the site plan, now we would still need that prior to final plat approval, just as a clarification.
Ms. Rohnbeck, go ahead.
This is Jay Rodenbach. I mean, typically, Sergio, we want to tie the site development with the platting to a certain extent. This is a pretty standard procedure to, tie in the recorded infrastructure improvements agreement with the site plan to this plat. I defer to City Engineer Shahab Beazar on this, though. I mean, this is just something we typically do, but we can, if Mr. Beazar wants to jump in here and offer his feedback, I think it'd be appreciated.
Good idea. Mr. Beazar, thank you. You swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth.
I do, sir.
Go ahead.
This is Shahab Beazar. So sometimes when we tie the infrastructure list to the site plan, that allows us to bring in the plats under like a minor platting action versus like a major platting action. But we still need those improvements guaranteed prior to the platting action. So that's the reasoning that we require that prior to my signature on the plat. Does that, I don't know if that clarifies things.
Mr. Hearing Officer and Mr. Beazar, thank you for the clarification. Yeah, I was just, wondering if that would cause any issues with classification with minor or major, but since it does not and it's only a part of the standard process, then we are totally okay with it. Thank you.
Very good. All right. So thank you for that. I'm going to go ahead and close the floor at this time on matter three, item number three. And I'm going to approve PR 2018-001-681, minor plat application number 2026-00009, because the proposal meets the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations. This determination of approval is based on the following conditions and includes the findings that were discussed previously by Mr. Rodenbeck. Conditions are that prior to final plat recordation and sign-off, the applicant shall submit a recorded infrastructure improvements agreement, IIA, that is consistent with the approved infrastructure list. Next, the project and application number must be added to the plat. Next, prior to final sign-off of the plat, the Albuquerque Geographic Information System, or AGIS, office must approve the DXF file and proof of approval must be provided. And next, the date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat per section 66L2D7 of the IDO. And I'm sorry, we've got some other chat in the box. I just want to make sure that I think I covered everything. Somebody let me know if I didn't mention something. Mr. Gutierrez, thank you, sir. And according to the Water Authority, they need a condition that pro rata must be paid prior to final sign-off. I think that covers everything. Somebody let me know if I missed anything. All right. Mr. Anderson, Mr. Lozoya, thank you so much for your testimony and your participation. We'll have a written decision coming out to you shortly. Hold on one second. I may have spoken too soon. Mr. Rodenbeck, go ahead.
No, Mr. Hadass, this is Jay Rodenbach. I'm not commenting on the case we just you just decided. I'm seeing in the chat questions about an advertising issue. I don't know if you want to address this.
That's a separate issue, Jay. I've been talking to a person of interest for an application that was placed on the journal in error. So that's what that is about.
Okay.
Yeah, so, Ms. Gomez, it seems to me that the request for deferral for item four is unrelated to the advertising error that we discussed for item six. Is that
That is correct.
my
It is
okay?
not
Not
related.
related.
It is not
All right.
related.
Thank you for your assistance working with the participant on that particular matter. So as mentioned earlier, item four has been deferred. We've also adjusted the agenda. So item 12 will be heard next. And then after conclusion of the hearing on item 12, we'll take a brief recess and Mr. Lucero will serve as the development hearing officer for the remaining cases on the agenda. So that being said, let me call to order item number 12, PR 2020-004622, major final plat application number 2026-00002, Bohannon Houston Incorporated, agent for Regents of the University of New Mexico, request the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lot tracts eight and nine, UNM Gibson Commercial District, zoned RMH and MXL, located at Alumni Drive Southeast near Gibson Boulevard Southeast and Lobo Crossing and University Boulevard Southeast. The subject site contains approximately 37.9 acres in area. Do we have a member of the applicant team joining us for item 12 this morning?
Good morning. This is Mike Blaskowitz with Bohannon Houston.
Mr. Blaskowitz, thank you so much. Good to see you. Let me swear you in. Give us your name and address for the record, and then tell us about your proposal.
Absolutely.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, please.
Again, Mike Blaskowitz with Bohannon Houston. Address is 7500 Jefferson Street, Northeast. This is a long-awaited final plat approval for this UNM South Campus project. It also referred to as Gibson Commercial District. It's in order to support a future retail center that includes an anchor tenant of Target, working closely with UNM's Regents as well as the final developer, Simon CRE, and are excited to be at this point and look forward to any additional comments you might have.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you have been working on this for quite a while, so appreciate your efforts. Let me check with the public, see if they have any comments, then we'll hear from our DFT members and I'll come back to you, okay? All right, we are currently on item number 12, which is PR 2020-004622. At this time, I'm calling for any member of the public wishing to provide testimony on item number 12. If you would use the raise your hand feature or otherwise let us know of your intention to participate. I'm not seeing anyone. Last call for any member of the public for item number 12. All right, let's move on to our DFT members. Mr. Gutierrez, let's start with Water Authority. Sir, do you swear affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Hi, Mike. David with the Water Authority here. Only thing I needed was our easement note placed on the cover. And then please just note that the easements being granted are public. That's all I have. If you have questions, let me know.
This is Mike with Bohannon Houston. Thanks for that comment, David. The easements have, like, throughout the plat, have been identified as being specific to waterline. And so hopefully that second comment is addressed. And then we'll work to get that additional note in the plat. The cover is pretty bogged down. And so there might be a need to put it on a subsequent sheet. But just as a heads up, and I'll let you know exactly where it is once you get it back.
Okay, we'll coordinate on that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, David.
Thank you, gentlemen. Just again, for the record, it was previously testified that code enforcement had not provided comments on this matter. Can I just get somebody to give me a thumbs up if that's the case, just so we have
Mr.
it on the
Jay
record?
Rodbeck, that's correct, Mr. Hearing
right.
Officer.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. Mr. Rodbeck, let me stick with you. Are you, thank you. Do you swear or affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you so much. What are Parks and Rec's comments, please?
This is Jay Rodenbach, speaking on behalf of Parks and Recreation. They have no objections to the final plat, Mr. Hearing Officer. All previous comments have been addressed with the recorded infrastructure improvements agreement.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Rodenbach. Mr. Chan, let me swear you in for hydrology comments, please. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Hydrology has an approved gradient drainage plan with the engineer's stamp date of February 6, 2023. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Armijo, let's do transportation, please. Do you swear or affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, please.
Transportation has no objection. For future development, an approved TCL will be required prior to site plan or building permit.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Montoya, I believe we're back to you for planning comments. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you so much. You swear or affirm the testimony provided in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead.
Thank you. So should the DHO choose to approve this? This is planning's conditions. Please upload to ABQ plan the approved city council vacations of right-of-way. Upload the approved zoning map certificate to ABQ plan. It was ZMA-2025-00014. The plat must include the application major final plat 2026-00002. The date of the DHO approval shall be recorded on the plat, and real property will need to sign the plat due to the vacations of right-of-way and the acquisition of city right-of-way. Prior to final sign-off of the plat, the AGIS office must approve the DXF file, and proof of approval must be provided. And I'll place these in the chat box. That's all, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate that.
This is Mike with Bohannon Houston. I had a couple questions.
Sure, please go ahead.
Related to some of those comments. One of them, or actually just additional information, I have uploaded the ABQ plan. I did it last night, the zoning, the official zoning, as well as the vacation of right-of-way approval from city council. It took me a minute to try and find those, but I finally nailed it down. So thank you for your patience and allowing me to do that. And then the last one, I think that was it. So thank you, Ms. Montoya, appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. I'll just still need to verify those. And so those conditions will easily be met. So, but I still need to leave them in until I can verify. Thank you.
Totally understood. Thank you so much.
Thank you for that clarification. Go ahead, Mr. Blaskowitz, go ahead.
I apologize. This is Mike Blaskowitz again, and it was specific to real property signature. And I understand that I need to obtain their signature after I obtain all of the DFT member signatures, and I wanted to make sure that that was consistent with your thinking as well, and that I don't get his signature now. That's kind of the way the process is that I understood it, and Mr. Fowler might be able to chime in.
Mr. Fowler, is that something you can answer? Okay, let me swear you in real quick. Sir, do you swear affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead, please.
So yes, that is my understanding, is that I'm the, I guess, second to last to sign that. And Mike, if you can send me, I don't have access to the city system, so if you're gonna send me that vacation of right of way from City Council, that will help me get everything done as well.
This is Mike with Bohannon Houston. Absolutely, Aaron. I will send that over right now.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Yep.
And I apologize, excuse my ignorance here. Mr. Romero, did AMAFCA have comments on this particular matter or need to make comment on this matter?
No, AMAFCA did not have any adverse comments or conditions of approval for
Okay.
this, and we signed the plat.
Okay, thank you so much. I apologize. I got it confused, I guess, with another project that we talked about before. All right. Very good. Mr. Rodenbeck, your hand went up. Go ahead, sir.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. Just want to go over the standard findings that, or the proposed findings that planning staff have for this request, should you decide to approve this final plat. Just want to go over those really briefly. We just note the request for this being a major final plat includes vacation of public right of way and easements, updates to right of way alignments, the replat of the area into 5 new tracts. We note the date of approval for the preliminary plat on January 7, 2026. We note that the easements were vacated to include a 35-foot and 50-foot slope easements along Alumni Drive, University Avenue Southeast, a 10-foot public utility easement, and existing public drainage easements, in addition to two easements being vacated, a 20-foot storm sewer easement, a 100-foot drainage easement, currently traversing Track 7 being vacated. With this plat, that was with the prior preliminary plat. And we know the sketch plats were reviewed on March 19, 2025, and July 2, 2025. We note the lots 6, 8, 9, and 10 are zoned RMH, multifamily high density. Lot 7 zoned RMH, multifamily high density, and MXL, mixed low density. And we note that the site is located within the C&M UNM South Employment Center and is in the Sunport Airspace Protection Subarea. We note that there in another finding that AMAFCA that there are AMAFCA diversion channels on the subject lots. We note that a sensitive land analysis for the subject property has been submitted and a certificate of no effect was issued. We note that the required content of notice is compliant. As well as signposting and photographs submitted of the signs. And finally, we note that final plat shall be approved if it includes all the changes, conditions, and requirements contained in the preliminary plat approval, which, if you decide to approve this request will comply with this criterion. And that concludes our findings that are proposed.
Very good. Thank you so much, Mr. Rodenbeck. Mr. Blaskowitz, any questions about the proposed findings that Mr. Rodenbeck just referenced, or any other comments from our DFT members?
No, just appreciate your guys' patience. Appreciate that long list of findings. This has been one of the unique projects that has had such a long list of findings. So thank you all.
All right. Thank you. And thank you for your work and participation on that as well. Let's see. I have a hand raised. Ms. Eaton?
Yes, this is Shelley Eaton, Environmental Services
Let
Division.
me thank you so much. Let me swear you in, and then we'll give you an opportunity to provide comments, okay? Do
Yes.
you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, please.
Shelley Eaton, Environmental Services Division for Environmental Health Department. As noted on their plat, they do have a the very south end is within the buffer zone for one of the closed landfills. And so please, upon approval, route to me for signature for the plat. There is a signature line for environmental health on there, so.
And Ms. Eaton, will the signature line that's already on the plat, will that suffice, or do we need something specific to your division, a signature from your division on that?
I think we've done it either way, so.
Okay. Mr. Blaskowitz, let me start with you. Any questions about the comments provided by Ms. Eaton there and the signature?
No, we will
Okay.
coordinate directly with moving forward.
Okay. Mr. Rodenbeck, go ahead, please, sir.
This is Jay Rodenbach. Just got a question for Ms. Eaton. Shelley, do you want this as a condition of approval? Like the environmental health signature?
Just that if I can be included on the signatures, so it's noted that.
Okay, I tell you what, I'll go ahead and put this in the chat.
Okay.
Or you can if you want, but we just need to have that in the chat so it's on the
Okay.
record. The environmental health needs to sign the plat.
Right.
Here,
Just
I'll
tell
put
us
it
how
in.
you'd like us to word it.
Yeah, just here one second here. I'm putting in right now. If we need to adjust the language, that is totally fine.
While they're working on that, are there any other members, commenting agencies that need to provide comment before I close the floor? Okay. Then let me do that. Let me close the floor on item number 12. And I'm going to approve this item 12, which is PR 2020-004622, major final plat application number 2026-00002. Because the proposal meets the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations. Excuse me. This approval is based on the following conditions, as well as subject to the findings that were previously read by Mr. Rodenbeck as it relates to the proposal. Conditions of approval include the Water Authority requests that you add the following note to the plat: the Albuquerque Bernalillo County Water Utility Authority, ABCWA, is granted easements in the dimensions noted on this plat for the construction, installation, maintenance, repair, modification, replacement, and operation of public water and sanitary sewer, excuse me, water and sanitary service lines, equipment and facilities reasonably necessary to provide service, together with free access on and over the easement and the right to remove trees, shrubs, undergrowth, and any other obstacles, modifications, or structures which might interfere with the use of the easement. From planning, please upload to ABQ Plan the approved City Council vacations of the right of way. Also upload the zoning map certificate to ABQ Plan. That reference number is ZMA 2025-00000014. Next, the plat must include the application number. Next, the date of the DHO approval should be recorded on the plat per section 66L2D7 of the IDO. Next, real property will need to sign the plat due to the vacations of right of way and the acquisition of city right of way. Next, prior to final sign-off of the plat, the Albuquerque Geographic Information System, AGIS, their office must approve the DXF file, and proof of approval must be provided. And environmental health condition should include environmental health must sign the plat. Ms. Eaton, if you're still on, there's a request from Mr. Belaskovitz, the agent for this item. He'd like your contact information. Can you place that in the chat box for Mr. Blaskowitz, please?
Yes, I can do it.
Thank you so much, Shelley. All right, Mr. Blaskowitz, thank you so much. Appreciate your testimony, your work on this, and we'll have a written decision coming out to you shortly, okay?
Great. Thank you all so much. Have a good day.
Thank you. Have a good one. Okay, that concludes item number 12. That also concludes the items that I we'll be hearing today. Mr. Lucero will take over as the development hearing officer.
I don't think, Mr. Hadasser, I don't think Mr. Lucero's in the meeting.
Okay. Well, let's do this then. For the participants, let me why don't we take a 5 minute break, 5 minute recess, give Mr. Lucero an opportunity to log in. I just want to say thank you to everybody for your patience. I apologize for the technical issues I had this morning. So,
Mr. Hadasser,
go
this
ahead.
kind of coincides with our 2 hour break time.
Oh, okay.
If we could we have a longer break?
Absolutely. Let's do this. I currently have the time at 10:48. Let's take a recess until 11 a.m. Okay. And again, thank you, everybody. Appreciate your help.